三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。提摩太后书是保罗最后写的书信。
And the second Timothy is the last letter that Paul wrote.
因为他说他要离开世界啦，要回到天上领受主的赏赐。
Because he says he's about to depart from the world and he will return to the heaven to receive the reward from the Lord.
所以他就写信给这个提摩太。
So he wrote this letter for Timothy.
第一个叫他要不要为福音感到羞耻。
First he told him to not be ashamed of the gospel.
所领受的恩赐好像不要重新眺望起来。
And he said that the blessing that he had received, he need to stir it up like a fire.
然后第二章说要做基督的精兵。
And in chapter 2, he said that you need to be the soldier of Christ.
为真道打美好的仗。
And he need to fight a good war for the gospel.
这个第三章谈到说要防备末世的危险。
And in chapter 3, he mentioned that he needed to be prepared for the dangerous end time.
第四章教导他要专心的传道。
And in chapter 4, it mentioned that he needed to focus on preaching the gospel.
我们今天下午要来学习第三章。
So today this afternoon we'll be looking at chapter 3.
这里讲到我们知道末世要有危险的日子来到。
It says here there will be days of dangerous time when the end time comes.
末世是从耶稣降生以后一直到主耶稣再来这一段时间叫做末世。
And end time is referring to the time when Jesus was born to the time that Jesus comes again.
圣经里面说我们要晓得这个世代是一个邪恶的世代。
And the Bible says we need to know this is an evil generation.
我们要明白神的旨意不要做一个糊涂的人。
And we need to understand the will of God and not be a foolish person.
末世越来越接近主耶稣要再临的时候。
And as the time of Jesus' second coming approaches,
我们知道将来有一天这个世界会消失掉。
We know the world will one day perish.
唯有敬畏神的行义的人才能够进到新天新地里面去。
And only those persons who fear God and does the and are right, deemed righteous can go into the new heaven and earth.
说到末世的时候有很多喜欢讥笑的人他们讥笑信仰有很多背道的事情。
And it says here that in the end time there will be many people who mock the truth.
末世的时候敌基督的会出现。
And there will be antichrist.
有很多不法的事情就显露出来。
And more unlawful things will manifest.
所以我们看到很多很多都末世的预兆不断的一直显明出来。
So we'll see slowly the sign of the end time will slowly surface.
各样的灾难不断的发生。
And disaster will continue to happen.
人的心越来越险恶。
And the heart of man grow evil day by day.
道德越来越败坏。
And common sense, moral, disappear from society.
这个都跟挪亚的世代将要被毁掉的之前的情况都是一样的。
This situation is similar to the time during Noah's time.
说人的心所充满的、所行的都是各样暴力罪恶。
He says,it says in the Bible that whatever man does or whatever is in man's heart are violent.
所以圣经里面说我们看到这些现象一出产生的时候我们就要警醒，要预备。
So the Bible says when we see signs like this, we need to prepare our heart.
因为主耶稣再来的日子已经越来越临近了。
For the time of Jesus' second coming is closer.
这里有谈到好几种 末世的现象。
And here in chapter 3, mentioned about a couple of signs during the end time.
我们把它分成三方面。
And we'll separate them into three groups.
一个是人的内心啊，啊，败坏啊，啊，道德丧失掉。
One is the corruption of man's heart and decay of moral.
所以这里讲到说啊，人的心不圣洁。
So it says here, man's heart is unholy.
啊，本来说心是人一切啊，骨效都是由心发出来。
It says every action and speech of man's comes from our heart.
人心里什么想啊，他就讲出来。啊，心里怎么想啊，他的行动就实现出来。
Whatever thing we think in our heart, we speak of it, and whatever we think of our heart, we act of it.
所以箴言里面说，我们要约束我们的心。
That's why in Proverbs we need to restrain our heart.
因为一生的果效都是由心发出来。
Because whatever we do in our life comes from our heart.
主耶稣说，人心里所充满的，啊，他话语就讲出来。
The Lord Jesus said, "Whatever is filled in your heart, you'll speak of it."
啊，所以将来要按照人所讲的话来定他是义人还是罪人。
So in the future, man will be judged according to what he said.
啊，这里谈到说啊，人的心啊，败坏了。
And it says, the heart of man are corrupted.
啊，所以第二节谈到说啊，由于心的败坏，心术败坏，所以产生啊很多错误的思想跟观念。
And in verse 2, because of the corruption of man's heart, many false first idea surface.
说这个时候啊，人为专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
He says here, men will be lovers of themselves, lover of money.
啊，自夸狂傲啊，谤读。
Broster, proud, blasphemers.
啊，这都是啊，因为心事败坏了。
And all these come from a corrupted heart.
讲到这个专顾自己啊。
Speaking of lovers of themselves,
我们看到我们现在人呐、啊，啊，常常都是自我中心呐、啊，自私自利。
We can see the society now that men people are often focused on themselves.
当然，很多人所考虑到的就是我自己的私人的利益。
People only concern of their own benefit.
啊，不如个人呐、啊，政治团体啦、啊，政治人物啊，他们所想的就是自己的私利。
Whether it's individual politician or groups.They only care for themselves.
啊，那圣经里面教我们啊，说我们要学习主耶稣啊，啊，不是光为自己的利益。
And but the Bible teaches we need to learn from Jesus that we do not only focus on our own benefit.
啊，不是光追求自己的喜悦。
We do not only pursue for our own joy.
啊，能够造就人，让人喜悦，这才是我们应当追求的目标。
We should pursue after obtaining joyfulness for others.
他说保罗说你刚强的你要担待软弱的。
That's why Paul said, if you are strong, you need to take care of the weak.
啊，所以不要单顾自己。
Do not only care for yourself.
那再来说这个贪爱钱财。
Then it talk about lovers of money.
我们看到现在是一个啊财务啊大家一直追求财务追求啊富足的一个时代。
We can see this generation is a generation after wealth.
啊，当然追求财富这是人的理想，但是呢，啊，也要按照一定的方式啊，合理的方法去取得。
Even though it is rational for men to pursue after wealth, but we need to go through proper channel.
那我们看到很多人呐、啊，为着贪爱钱财啊，就不顾那个啊。一些正常的方式啊，所以贪财反而行了很多很多的恶事。
We can see that sometimes men, in order to become wealthy, they will break the law and do illegal activities in order to become rich.
所以提摩太前书里面谈到说啊，贪财变成万恶之根呢、啊。
That's why in 1 Timothy he mentioned that money is the root of all evil.
啊，很多人为了贪呐、啊，所以他就不顾利益。不顾啊正义呀、啊，啊用欺骗、诈欺各样的方法，主要得到财力呀、啊，啊有说、啊、甚至做了伤天害己啊灭命的事情。
Some people in order to become rich, they rather abandon righteousness and justice and harm to harm others in order to become rich.
说有一些假先知、假师傅啊，他也把那个敬虔当作得力的蛮路。
Such as some false prophet, they use their faithfulness in order to become a method of prophet himself.
啊，用这个虔诚啊，来得取一些不法的利益。
They use their faith to become a means
of making money. 所以这个是末世的圣像。
And this is a sign in the end time.
所以主耶稣说，我们要免去一切的贪心呢。
That's why, Lord Jesus, we need to abandon our greed.
因为人的生命啊，不在于家道丰富。
For the life of a man is not, does not depend on whether he's rich or not.
啊，不能够因为为着贪财呀，这个不按照正道来取得。
We cannot abandon the righteous way in order to become rich.
啊，甚至有的人呐，像以利的儿子啊，得起本来要献给神的供物。
Just like the sons of Eli.They rob from the offering that was made for God.
本来献祭啊是要送到神的面前呐，送到圣殿里面的。
Originally, the offering was to be brought in front of God.
以利的两个儿子虽然做祭司啊，结果百姓在献祭的时候，他就把那个唯美的祭物他就抢走了。
Eli's son being the priest, they would steal from the offering when the people were making offering.
这在神的面前呐，这是一种大恶。
And this is a great sin in front of God.
按照来说啊，自夸狂妄。
Then it talks about being boisterous, proud.
这也是现代人的一种象征，一种现象。
And this is a common characteristic.
保罗说啊，其实我们所领受的一切，我们所有的一切都是领受的。
This is common character we can see, and Paul say that we receive everything.
你各样的恩赐、智慧、能力。
Of our talents, abilities.
啊，你的家庭、儿女、你的一切财物。
Our family, our children, our wealth.
啊，都是神是给我们的。我们在神面前呐、啊，还要存着感恩的心。
All these were given to us by God, and if, so in front of God, we need to, in front of God, we need to have a
thankful heart. 这人都是领受的，我们怎么？还有什么可以骄傲夸口的地方呢？
And since we have all received these from God, what is there to boast about?
我们只有把一切的荣耀啊归给神。
All we should do is give the glory to God.
但是人有时候往往有一点成就啊，就看不起人啊，不尊重神。
But oftentimes when a man establishes something, they'll look down on other people and forget about God.
狂妄自大。
They become proud.
好像尼布甲尼撒王啊。
Just like King Nebuchadnezzar.
啊，神让他做王啊，他建设了一个很啊很强一个很坚固的巴比伦城。
God allowed him to be king and allowed him to establish a strong nation.
啊，最后他看到这个大城啊，他就骄傲夸口了。
And when he saw his great nation and city, he became proud.
说你看这么伟大的大城啊，不是用我的大能大力来建设的吗？
He said that.Isn't it because of my might and power that the city was to be able to build?
是要来传扬我伟大的名声啊。
And isn't this city, isn't my name going to be preached throughout the city?
结果他的话还没有讲完啊。
And before he even finished his sentence.
神就出声跟他讲说啊，你不讲一声，你的王位离开你了。
And before he even finished, God appeared to him and said to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, your kingship will depart from
you. 结果他就发狂了，被赶到野地。
And he became mad, and he was cast into the wilderness.
他说在那边呢、啊，吃草好像牛一样。
And the Bible says that he ate grass like a cow.
一直到他有一天呢、啊，能够抬头仰望神。
Until one day he was able to raise up his head.
神才把聪明智慧啊恢复给他。
And look at his head and look at God. Then God returned his
wisdom
to him.
才把王位啊恢复给他。
And then God reinstated his kingship.
所以他后来才写书信说啊，我要歌颂这样伟大的神呐。
And later on, King Nebuchadnezzar wrote a letter saying that I will sing praises to this God.
因为他在人的国中掌权。
For he rules over the man's nation.
他立王会王在他。
And whether He established kings.
所以人的命运呐、啊，都在他的手里面。
And he controls the fate of men.
所以既然一切都是神给我们的
，And since everything are given to us by God,
所以我们不可以狂妄自大。
Hence we cannot be proudful.
这个谤读啊，就是毁谤神呐、啊，攻击神呐、啊。
in verse 2, it mentioned blasphemers. It talked about someone who blasphemed against God.
就更是胆大妄为啊。
And this is even a greater sin.
我们要敬畏神啊，也要尊重人。
We know we need to fear God and respect men.
所以在神的面前要存谦卑的心。
So in front of God, we need to have humble heart.
这个犹大书里面谈到说，有一些啊人啊，因为他们没有灵性。
And it may, the Bible says that some people in front of God because they are not spiritual.
所以他们诽谤神呐，抵挡神呐。所以最后的结果就是有败坏自己啊。
That's why they blaspheme against God and they stumble men from coming to God. That's why in the end there's only destruction.
所以这个谤读啊，就是诽谤神呐，跟神作对的意思。
So blasphemy is referring to those who go against God.
这个末世有些人也是这样啊，目中无神。
Likewise, this is the same for during the end time. Some people they do not see God.
另外这个第三节的中间谈到说，不能够制约性情凶暴。
And in the middle of verse 3, it says some are without self-control and they are brutal.
没有办法控制自己。
They cannot control themselves.
所以有的人啊，真的是啊，做一些啊很大伤天害理的事情。
So they end up doing things that are very harmful to society.
性情很凶暴。
And against God, and they are very violent.
因为我们看到最近啊，有一些社会新闻呢。
And we can see some of the news
很多人呐、啊，在车站呐、啊，在车上刀拿起来随便杀人。
We saw that someone on the transit, they would just grab a knife and start killing people randomly.
后来被抓到了以后啊，一点那个羞耻心、悔改的心都没有。
And even after this person was caught, he was not ashamed of what he did.
还有警察就问他说啊，如果这个车上啊，你的父母在啊，你会对他这样吗
？And the police was asking this person.If your parents were on this train, would you do the same thing to them?
他说就是照常啊，照样杀。
He said I would have done the same thing.
这个人的心啊，真的是败坏了，充满着暴力。
We can see some of men's heart truly corrupted, filled with violence.
没有办法约束自己。
And they cannot restrain themselves.
所以圣经里面讲，我们要约束自己啊，紧锁自己的心。
That's why the Bible says we need to have self-control and we need to guard our heart.
有的人啊，好像心中啊被恶魔侵占了。
Some people's heart, it seems like some people's heart are occupied by demons.
所以良心丧尽呐，做了很多啊伤天害理的事。
So they lost their moral and lost their self-consciousness and did evil.
这是末世一个现象。
And this is a sign in the end time.
心中啊充满着暴力。
Men's heart are filled with violence,
充满着犯罪
are filled with crimes,
道德啊败坏
and there's a moral decay.
因为很多的事情啊都从心开始
because we know everything comes from heart.
心如果被那个恶魔啊占领了以后啊，他所做出来所讲的根本都没有人性
If our heart are possessed by demon, then whatever we say, whatever we do, will have no human value in them.
我们再来看第二个啊，就是那个家庭伦理的败坏。
And let's look at the second point, which is the decay of a family.
我们知道说、啊、神开始设立家庭。
We know that God established family in the beginning.
所以把亚当夏娃安住在伊甸园里面。
And He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
说神可以像造天使一样，一下子造千千万万的人。
And he said, God can create men just like angels, and he can create thousands of men.
那神不这样做。
But God did not do that.
神造一个人亚当。
God created man, Adam.
然后用他的肋骨为他造配偶。
And using his rib, he created his spouse.
让他们建立家庭，繁衍后代祖孙。
And he allowed them to form a family and have descendants.
他说神为什么要这样做
？Why did God do this?
说要生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
It is for them to bear faithful descendants.
那所以这个家庭啊，要有家庭的伦理。
So a family should have a family value.
还有家庭的秩序。
and that the family should have order.
那这个家庭健全啊，它有一个健全的社会。
And having healthy families, and when we have healthy families, then we have a healthy society.
那这个家庭如果毁坏了以后啊，整个社会国家最后就是跟着毁坏。
If a family falls apart, then the society and the nation will fall apart as
well. 他说在末后的时候啊，说这个家庭的伦理啊会败坏。
It says in the end time, the family value will be destroyed.
啊，所以跟着整个社会就崩溃掉了。
And following that, the society will also crumble apart.
啊，这个家庭的伦理啊，第一个就是啊，亲属之间的关系，夫妻之间的关系。
And the first thing in family value is the relationship between a man and a wife.
这里谈到几个啊，一个是违背父母。
And it mentioned about a couple of things. That has gone wrong, go against the parents.
第三节说啊，没有亲情。
Or I'm forgetting, there's no family love.
那我们看到这也是现在社会的一种现象。
And this is also something we can see in a society.
我们看到现在很多的年轻人呐，啊，他们以为说啊，啊，他们主张的是反传统、反权威。
We can see some youth, emphasize on abolish the tradition or abolish
go against the authority. 所以对父母亲的管教啊，他们不但不接受啊，而且有时候啊抵抗。
So not only they do not listen to the teaching from their parents, sometimes they even go against them.
有时候对父母亲啊啊产生暴力。
Sometimes they even go against their parents with violence.
那这个是现在社会上的一种现象。
And this is a phenomenon we can see in the society today.
那我们知道圣经里面说啊，我们要在主里面听从父母。
We know the Bible told us that we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
啊，我们要教导儿女在家学着行孝，报答亲恩。
We need to teach our children to honor their parents.
那所以儿女啊，应当学习啊，尊敬父母亲。
So the children should learn how to respect their parents.
接受母亲的教导
and accept their teachings.
后来我们年纪大了，对父母亲也不可以藐视
and when we become old, and
when 就是我们有成就了，我们对父母亲还是一样的尊重
and even when the children become successful in the future, they should also continue to respect
their parents. 那我们年纪大了，我们父母亲呢，可能生活机能就慢慢退化了
and whenSometimes when the parents reach a certain age, they were not able to take care of themselves as well.
啊，不要忘记要照顾他们的生活。
And even at that time, the children should not forget to take care of the
parents. 哎，这个是家庭的伦理，啊，这是圣经里面的教导。
Because this is the value of a family, and this is the teaching from the Bible.
啊，所以圣经里面的教训啊，不能够用什么啊来取代的，说你就是宗教的义务啊，也不能够取代。
So there's really nothing that can replace the value from the Bible.
啊，因为这是神的诫命。
Because this is the commandment of God.
啊，所以啊，这是要世代一直的传下去的，要孝顺父母，主理听从，让你得福。
And so this need to be, be passed on from generation to generation, which is to honor your parents.
我们对神、对人、对父母的恩情啊，我们不要忘记。
And we need to remember the grace that God, our family, or friend has given us.
我们看到现代人呢，有时候就是冷漠无情，没有亲情。
We can see that a lot of people here today are very cold.
啊，忘恩负义。
They often they are unthankful.
这有的人呢，错误解释圣经。
Some people even interpret the Bible incorrectly.
主耶稣说啊。你们如果没有爱我胜过自己的父母妻子儿女啊，不配做我的门徒。
The Bible, the Jesus saying in the Bible that if you do not love me more than your parents, then you are not qualified to be my disciple.
啊，所以以为说啊，我们主要有神就好了，这个亲情不重要了。
So some people feel like as long as we have God, then we don't have to care about our parents.
其实这是错误的对圣经错误的了解。
However, this is wrong. This is wrong.This is a mistake.
圣经里面说啊，一个人呐、啊，如果不顾自己家里的人呐、啊，比不信的还不好。
The Bible says that if someone does not care for a family, then he is worse than someone that does not believe.
一个人没有办法照顾自己骨肉的兄弟姐妹, 你怎么去爱那个看不到的神?
If you cannot even take care of your own flesh that you can see or hear and hear, then how are you going to take care of God?
我们爱神啊, 要从我们周围的人啊, 我们要爱他们, 关心他们开始做起。
We need to start from the people, we need to start loving the people around us.
你说你爱神啊, 但是对自己的亲人都不照顾啊, 啊, 这样怎么算是爱神呢?
You cannot say that you love God when you don't even care to take care of your own family.
啊, 当然如果说啊, 父母亲有说他的, 啊, 信仰, 或者他的教导不合圣经,
even though sometimes the teaching from the parents may not be according to the Bible.
啊, 当然不合圣经的我们不能够照做。
And in that case, of course, we do not follow.
因为我们爱神，遵守神的道要摆第一。
If we love God, we need to put God's teaching first.
啊，但是不能够因为这样，我们就不尊敬我们的父母亲。
However, we cannot use this as excuse to disrespect our parents.
我们可以用好的态度啊，跟他们沟通，让他们了解。We can
communicate with them peacefully.
我说啊，有一次有一个弟兄要受洗。
There's one time when a brother was about to be baptized.
啊，虽然他已经结婚成家有孩子了。
At that time he was already married and he has children.
我问他说，你爸爸妈妈同意吗？
I asked him, do your parents agree to this?
虽然你已经满18岁，你30岁了，你可以自己做主。
Even though he was already 30 something and he can make his own decision.
我说啊，你爸爸如果很难谅解的话，你要回去啊跟他们说明清楚。
I told him that if your father does not understand this at all, you need to go home and explain this to them.
啊，不要让父子之间啊造成一个遗憾。
Do not let this become a stumbling block between you and your father.
后来就鼓励他，然后说我们大家帮你祷告，你跟你的父母亲商量。
So I encouraged him and we pray for him and have him go communicate with his parents.
啊，他就打电话给他妈妈，说他要回去。
So he called his mother and told her that he will be going home.
要跟他们谈谈他要受洗的事情。
And he said he would like to discuss the matter regarding his baptism.
他爸爸在外面出差。
And at that time, his father was on a business trip.
接到妈妈的电话，他就赶回来。
And when he got the phone call from the mother, the father rushed home.
他回去以后就跟他的爸爸妈妈讲。
And after the father returned home, they had a meeting.
我现在啊去啊。 教会听到这个道理, 我觉得这个道理很好。
He said that when I went to the church and I heard these teachings, I feel these teachings are very good.
虽然我现在年纪大了, 我可以自己做主。
Even though I'm older now, I can make my own decision.
但是你们是我的父母亲, 所以我要告诉你们, 让你们能够谅解。
However, you are my parents, and I would like you to understand the decision I'm making.
所以就慢慢地跟他的父母亲谈。
So he discussed with his parents.
最后他的父亲跟他讲,
and in the end, his father told him.
他说我本来是不认同啦。
He said, the father said, originally I did not recognize.
但是因为你很尊重我们。
He said, I did not recognize it, but because you respect us.
所以我们就尊重你的决定。
That's why we also respect your decision.
哇，他非常高兴。
And his brother was very joyful.
虽然爸爸妈妈不是。 很乐意的,
even though his parents were not truly happy, but they respected his parents.
所以他说这是他所得到最好的结果。
And he said this is the best result he could have hoped for.
后来就很高兴啊, 就受洗啦。
And he was baptized.
受洗完以后又跟他父母亲啊维持非常好的关系。
And even after he was baptized, he continued to have a good relationship
我说,
with his parents.
你将来才有机会带你的父母亲来信主。
I told him that only when you do this, then you have a chance to bring your parents to believe in the future.
你如果说啊，为着要信主，结果跟你父母亲啊造成很大的冲突。
I told him if you have fought with your parents because you want to be baptized.
啊，你将来你怎么带领你的家人？
Then how would you lead your family in the future?
啊，所以要跟父母亲家人啊建立一个很好的关系。
That's why he needed to reestablish a good relationship with
his family. 你孝顺父母亲啊, 父母亲就是父母亲。
If you honor your parents, then they will act like your parents.
虽然我们意见不一样，但是我们要尊重他们。
Even though your opinion may be different, but you still need to respect
them. 当你尊重你父母亲啊，你父母亲还是一样会尊重你。
And when you
一般应该是这样子的。
And when you respect your parents, often most of the time they will also respect your decision.
然后说我们看到说现在的社会啊，家庭伦理败坏。
So we can see that family value are starting decay in this generation.
忘恩负义，没有亲情，违背父母。
You can see unthankful people and the people that are disobedient to their parents.
有时候亲啊，这个亲情失落掉啊，父子之间很生疏啊。
And sometimes when we see the family value, when the family value are lost, the relationship between father and children are very distant.
有时候骨肉之间呐，互相的相残，这是很可惜的。
We even see on their own brother and sister fight against each other.
所以虽然在末世啊，人的爱心会冷淡，人的不法事情会多啊，爱心就冷淡。
And we know that when the man's heart grow cold, unlawful thing will be on service more and more.
但是一些圣经里面的道理啊，我们要持守。
And yet, even at time like this, we still need to hold on to the truth.
对人的恩情，对父母的恩情，不要忘记。
We need to remember the help that other people have given us.
对神给我们的恩典啊，我们更不可忘记。
And we need to remember the blessing that God has given us.
说要存着感恩的心啊，带着敬畏的心啊来侍奉神。
And we need to have a thankful we need to keep a thankful heart and serve God.
这个第三部分是谈到这个社会上风气的败坏。
And the third part talk about the decay of a society.
第三节有谈到说啊，不解怨，好说谗言。
And verse 3 talk about unforgiving and slanders.
第四节谈到卖主卖友，任意妄为。
And in verse 4 it talks about there are traitors, headstrong, and lovers of pleasure.
人跟人之间啊，种族跟种族之间啊，常常有很多的纠纷。
We know there are often conflict between people or races.
没有办法，就极度纷争，扰乱各样的坏事情。
And when these escalates, all sorts of disaster come forth.
在哥罗西书里面说，在雅各书里面说啊，这个不是从神来的，而是从鬼魔来的智慧。
And in the book of James, he said, "This is not from God; rather, this is from the wisdom that came from evil."
彼此之间啊，没有办法和睦啊，纷争啊，扰乱的事情相当多。
That men cannot get along with each other, and the violence break out.
人跟人之间，种族跟种族之间，国际之间都是一样。
Whether it's between individuals or between races or between nations.
仇恨啊，没有办法和解啊，冤冤相报。
Hatred cannot be ceased, and they fight. They fight violent with violent.
圣经里面说啊，我们要有爱心啊，能够凡事互相的包容。
But the Bible says that we need to have love and are tolerant towards each other.
如果我们没有办法爱人呐、啊，当然我们呐、啊、就没有办法爱那个看得见的神。
If we cannot love men, then we cannot love God, who we cannot see.
我们就没有办法做神的儿女。
Then we cannot become the children of God.
因为圣经里面说啊，主神啊，出太阳照好人，照坏人。
Because the Bible says that the sun will rise and shine on the good people and the bad people.
所以那些对我们不好的人呐、啊，我们同样的啊，要用善来对待他们。
So regardless of whether they are a person is good or bad, we need to treat them equally with love.
说人跟人之间的不能够和睦嘛，会影响到我们人跟神之间的关系。
The Bible says that if we do not keep a good relationship between men, then we cannot have a good relationship with God.
所以当你要献礼物给神的时候
，So when we are about to offer to God,
发现说有弟兄啊对你怀恨
，We realize that there's a brother that has a grudge against us.
说你把这个礼物暂时放着啊，先去跟他和好。
The Bible says that we need to set aside this gift.
然后来献礼物啊，你的礼物啊，神就能够悦纳了。
And we need to go reconcile with this brother first, then God will accept.
所以我们要 爱我们的亲人，爱我们骨肉兄弟姐妹。
Then God will place happily receive our gift. That's why we need
love our family. 我们要爱教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
And we need love the brother and sister in church.
把这个爱不断的扩大。
And we need to expand this love.
就是那些对我们不好的人，我们也是用爱对待他们，为他们祷告。
Even those that treat us with hatred, we also need to love them.
说这就是天父的儿女所表现的情形，跟主耶稣一样的角色。
Then we can be called the children of God, and we will be performing the same role as Lord Jesus Christ.
这个第四点谈到这个末世的危险，就是在信仰上的堕落。
And another point in the another decay in the end time is the decay of faith.
三章的第四节后面。
In chapter three, in the end of verse
三章四节的下面。
And it is in the second part of verse
4. 说爱厌乐不爱神。
It says people are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Verse 5.
说有敬虔的外貌，却背弃了敬虔的实意。
Having a form of godliness but denying its power.
这是爱厌乐不爱神。
It says men will become lovers of pleasures.
贪爱世界，吃喝玩乐。
They will love the world and they love the feast.
这个世界当然是指着肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Of course, when we mention love the world, we're talking about lust of the eyes, lust of flesh, and pride of life.
一个人如果贪爱世界说爱神的心就不在他里面了。
The Bible says, if someone loves the world, then the love towards God is not in his heart.
有的人专门追求世界上的厌乐。
Some people pursue after the pleasure of the world.
把这个当作他的神一样
，and they treat these pleasures as his god
放纵追求世上的私欲这个就远离了神。
They pursue after lust of the world, and then they departed from God
所以说不要爱厌乐不爱神。
So it says here, they are lover of pleasures, and they are not lovers of God.
有的有敬虔的外貌但是。违背了这个敬虔的实意。
In verse right here, some people have a form of godliness, but
有时候聚会祷告当基督徒变成一种形式。
Sometimes praying, coming to church, praying become a formality.
嘴巴在拜神，但是他的心都远离神
Even though we're worshiping God with our mouth.
虽然聚会好像一种形式，但是离开了教会所行的就跟外邦人没有两样。
And our heart really depart from God, and we come to church as service like a formality. As soon as you leave church, we become a different person.
徒有虚伪的外表，不是真正的虔诚敬拜神。
We only have superficial appearances, and we do not truly worship God.
所以说这些人我们就要离开。
And it says we need to depart from these people.
我们继续看这个第三章的六节到八节
And let's continue to look at verse 6 to verse
8. 提摩太后书三章，我们看第六节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 6.
说有些进人的家牢笼无知的妇女，正是这等人这些妇女担当罪恶被各样的私欲引诱。第七节
，verse seven，
常常学习，终不能够明白真道。这里讲到有各样的迷惑
，and here talk about temptations。
有些假师傅用一些似是而非的道理。
There are some teachers using all sort of teachings.
说偷偷的跑进人的家里面
，and they say they will go into they'll go into the household.
迷惑一些无知的妇人。
And they'll confuse the woman.
这些人当然他们一直的学习对道理就没有办法了解。
And the more they learn about these false teachings, the more they will become confused.
我们知道这个牧者神的牧者都是从正门进去的。
We know the messengers of God always come from the front door.
说有些从窗子从别的地方爬进去偷偷跑进去的这个不是羊的牧者。
And those that go through the windows or go through the fences, these are not truly the messengers.
也就是说啊，有些啊假的传道人呐，啊，他们是不按正道啊来带领人的。
And this is talking about some. There are some preachers or prophets. They do not lead people with the correct truth.
啊，结果有一些无知的妇人呐，啊，就受迷惑了。
And some innocent woman, then they ended up becoming confused.
我们知道说啊，亚夏娃第一个受迷惑。
We know Eve was the first person that was confused.
所以撒旦啊，不去直接找亚当啊，先找夏娃。
That's why the serpent did not go straight to Adam, but rather he went to Eve first.
因为妇人啊，男人跟女人都有他的特性。
Because men and women, they all have their own different.
一般有的女人啊比较重感情。
Women often emphasize more on emotions.
啊，所以有时候对是非啊分辨啊不是那么正确。
That's why sometimes they cannot discern clearly.
啊，所以有时候重一些感情啊，啊就很容易受影响啊。
So sometimes when they are emotionally stirred, their judgment become affected.
啊，所以有一些假师傅啊，就专门呐、啊、进到人家里面啊来迷惑这些啊妇人。
That's why he says here some false prophet or teachers may go into the household of this woman and deceive them.
啊，这个妇人呐、啊，有时候心中有一些啊什么样的意念啊，偏差的意念。
And these women might have some distorted truth in their
heart. 啊，所以有时候受迷惑以后啊，就很容易就中毒啦。
And after they are deceived, they become poisoned.
啊，因为他们呐、啊，虽然听道理，但是道理听了以后没有用信心啊把它调和起来。
So even though they may later on come to the truth, yet they cannot accept the truth.
所以虽然有时候听很多道理，听很久的道理啊，但是信仰没有真正的扎根。
So even though they may be listening to the truth for a long time, yet the truth cannot take root.
所以遇到一些假师傅啊，啊就受迷惑、啊，就陷到那个陷阱里面去了。
And this is all because they encounter false teachers.
啊，当然这个假师傅将来要承担他们的责任。
Of course, these teachers will be responsible for their action in the future.
啊，但是这些被迷惑的人呐、啊，啊后来也出了大亏啊，因为走偏差了。
However, these people they are deceived. They will also be judged.
啊，所以说这些啊，我们要防备，我们要躲避啊，不要陷入他们这个错误的陷阱里面去。
That's why we need to be cautious and prevent ourselves from falling into the trap of these false teachings.
啊，所以这里讲到说啊，我们怎样在这个末世的日子里面能够警醒啊，啊，能够防备好我们自己。
So we need to learn how to prepare ourselves to defend against false teachings.
我们看三章第十节。
Let's continue to verse 10.
提摩太后书三章第十节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 10.
说但你已经啊服尝了我的教训，品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心和忍耐。这里讲到说啊，第一个我们所领受的一些啊。纯正的道理，一些啊，圣经的教训啊，我们一定要牢牢的持守住。
The first thing you mentioned, we need to hold on to the truth and the doctrine that we received.
因为这是主属徒啊，从主耶稣那里领受来的基本的教训。
For these are the basic teaching the apostle had received from Lord Jesus.
那所以我们在生活行为方面，我们说要努力的目标。
So in our life, the goal of our life.
我们在爱心、信心各方面呢、啊，都要根据啊属徒的教训来。
And our love and our faith all need to follow the teaching.
啊，这是我们呢、啊、所为主的传统的生活模式。
And this should be a model that we live accordingly.
我们基本的信仰规范呢、啊，我们一定要牢牢守住。
We need to hold on to the basic belief.
啊，第二个、啊、就是。我们要立住在基督里面啊，敬虔度日。
And the second is we need to live a faithful life.
啊，用圣道来抵挡那些啊迷惑人的。
And we use the teaching. We need to use the teaching to fight against the one that the deceitful ones.
我们看三章的十三节。
Let's look at chapter 3 verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
说主是作恶的和迷惑人的，必越久越恶。他欺哄人，也被人欺哄。十四节。
14.
但你所学习所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。所以这个圣道我们学到了，我们就要牢牢地锁住。
So once we have learned the learned of the teaching, we need to keep hold on to it.
啊，说末世啊，末世的时候啊，啊，这个众人有两种现象。
It says here there are two phenomena we can see.
这些敬畏神的圣徒啊，那么越灵修啊，啊，慢慢的会越圣洁越完全。
Those that fear God will become more and more holy and more become more and more perfect.
啊，所以这些啊，这些人将来啊。啊，能够得救啊，进神的国。
And in the future, these people will be saved and be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，另外一种啊，就被盗的人。
And another group of people is are these that go.
说这些恶者啊，假师傅，他们会越来越凶恶。
Are the people that forsook the truth? And it says that these are evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse.
因为受了迷惑以后啊，行恶啊，哎，要悔改，要醒悟过来，真的很难呐。
Because after you have been deceived, it is very difficult for you to change your mindset.
啊，但是我们要分辨啊，我们要在圣道当中啊，啊，能够持守啊，抵挡一切的诱惑。
That's why we need to hold on the truth and be able to discern, right from wrong.
啊，第三个就是我们要把神的道啊，充实在我们的心里面。
And the third thing is that we need to fulfill our heart with the teaching of the Lord.
因为这个圣经里面的道理都是神所默示的。
For all the teaching from the Bible are inspired by
God. 啊，能够让我们有得救的智慧。
It will give the wisdom of salvation.
啊，叫我们怎么归正，怎么走在义路上面。
It will teach us how to follow on the righteous path.
啊，帮助我们慢慢达到圣洁完全呐、啊，啊，能够让神使用啊，来行各样的善事。
It'll mold us into it'll mold us and allow us to become perfect and allow us to be used by God.
啊，所以我们要在神的道里面呢、啊，啊，来追求成长。
That's why we need to pursue in the teaching of the Lord.
啊，那我们能够一生一世啊，都能够处所在神的恩道当中。
So we can remain in the grace of the Lord through our life.
啊，我们才能够胜过啊末世的各样危险。
So then we can overcome all the dangers. Things in the end time.
我们如果能够抵挡恶者啊，啊，恶者他就会逃走了。
If we can fight against the evil ones, then they will run away.
我们跟那些迷惑的假道，绝对不能够妥协呀。
We can never compromise with the deceitful.
啊，这样才不会陷入他所设的陷阱当中。
So that we will not fall into the trap.
我们来唱诗482首。
Let's sing hymn 482.
482。
482. Thank you.
坐。
Please be seated.
圣经里面说啊，魔鬼知道自己的时候不多。
The Bible says that the Satan knows his time. There's not much time he has left.
所以就用尽各样的方法啊来对抗神，破坏人类的幸福。
That's why he will do any everything that necessary he can to destroy the relationship between God and man.
所以在末世有各样啊天灾人祸，各样的败坏。
That's why we see all kinds of corrupted things in the end time.
啊，就是所谓是末世的危险。
And this is the dangerous, what the dangers of the danger of end time.
他说我们一定要靠主啊，坚定信心呐、啊，才能够得胜。
That's why we can only rely on the Lord and our faith in order to become victorious.
他说我们征战的对象啊，不是属血气的。
He says that we're not fighting a fight against our flesh.
乃是空中属灵气的恶魔。
Rather, we are fighting against spirit.
啊，所以我们要把圣经里面所讲的各样属灵的美德啊。啊，当作保守我们的一种兵器。
That's why we need to take consideration of all the teachings from the Bible and use it as our weapon.
啊，来防备魔鬼各样的攻击，各样的火箭。
So we can deflect all the attack and fire the torch from the Satan.
啊，我们要紧紧抓住神的道，因为神的道是圣灵的宝剑。
We need to hold on to the truth of the teaching of the Lord, for it is thus.The sword.
啊，所以要常常在圣灵里面呢、啊，随时多方的祷告。
That's why we need to often pray in the Spirit.
我们就能够有属灵的力量、啊，我们就能够战胜魔鬼一切的仇敌。
So that we may receive spiritual strength and become victorious.
我们就能够过得胜的生活。
And we can live a victorious life.
所以我们求主能够保守我们，为我们征战。
So we ask the Lord to preserve us and allow us to be able to fight the fight.
啊，我们为全教会、为所有的弟兄姊妹啊，啊，大家同心合意来代祷。
We also pray for one another.
啊，我们在属灵的征战当中啊，能够真正的胜了又要胜。
So that we may become victorious one fight after fight.
每个人都能够站在神的审判台前呐、啊。领受那个公义荣耀的赏赐。
So that one day when we come in front of the judgment seat of God, we may receive the reward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.